NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. Here is Lou Wood.
Purple Heart medals were awarded today to the members of the Pueblo crew who were wounded during its capture by the North Koreans. The story from Clyde Martin, station KOGO, San Diego.
10 of the 82 surviving Pueblo crewmen were given Purple Heart medals this morning in rather informal outdoor ceremonies at the San Diego Naval Hospital. The men were wounded when the ship was seized by North Korea last January 23rd. Although the rest were beaten, they are apparently not eligible for the Purple Heart at this time. An 11th crewman, Seaman Dwayne Hodges of Creswell, Oregon, will be presented his Purple Heart posthumously. He was killed while destroying secret documents on the ship. The Navy, in its apparent zeal to keep tight security on the Pueblo incident, created a bittersweet situation today. They did not permit the crewmen to visit with their families who had gathered for the ceremonies. Instead of traditional congratulations by wives, sweetheart, and relatives, all 82 men were escorted by MPs back to their barracks to continue the long series of debriefings. This is Clyde Martin reporting from KOGO in San Diego.
The Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Leonard Chapman, Jr., said today he believes it is too early to start pulling troops out of Vietnam in substantial numbers. Chapman, who is a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, left today for a 10-day tour of Vietnam. He said any big troop withdrawal could only begin in a matter of a year at the rate we're going now. The South Vietnamese capital of Saigon shook from the sound of exploding bombs only 22 miles to the east early Sunday, Vietnam time. B-52 bombers struck at enemy targets near the capital to prevent North Vietnamese and Viet Cong buildups for any offensive to coincide with their Lunar New Year holiday, Tet, which starts February 17th. In another effort with a similar purpose, 10 American River gunboats teamed up with U.S. 9th Infantry Division troops and helicopter gunships to blast a Viet Cong unit in the Mekong Delta south of Saigon. 22 enemy guerrillas were killed in the four-hour battle. More news after this from Ford.
This is Van Patrick, and we're in the new $8.5 million Convocation Center at Notre Dame University. With me is the head coach of Notre Dame, Eric Parsegian. What's ahead for college football in 1969?
Well, Van, I think what the Rules Committee does late this month will determine a lot in what happens in college football in 1969.
Eric, you are the going thing when it comes to college football future style. It's no wonder you drive the going thing in automobiles for 1969.
Yeah, I have two fine Fords in my garage, one of them the Galaxy 500. This is a fine road car. You know, I'm on the road quite a bit, recruiting, speaking, and so forth, and I take that car on the road, and it gives me great service. It's a quiet operating car. It handles well on the road. It sits well. Really, I've been very much impressed with the Ford products, and it's been my pleasure to drive these automobiles.
Right now, the going thing at your Ford dealers is a pop option sale featuring Ford's most popular cars with the most popular option packages at special low prices.
You can get it any way you want. We've got these package options that I think that you can go in. If you want a car with a certain accessory on it, you can have it. Vinyl interior and white wall or wheel covers, you can get that package if you want. You can save a lot of money by doing so. If you happen to want air conditioning, if you happen to want tinted glass or a high-powered engine of some sort with a little more horsepower on it, you can get that package. And you can save money by getting these various option opportunities.
Well, take it from Eric Parsegian. Going Ford is the going thing.
Once again, Lou Wood.
The United States and North Vietnam will resume secret conferences in Paris on Monday, according to diplomatic sources there, who also report a final agreement on starting the expanded peace talks may be reached next week. Both sides expressed optimism after a procedural meeting yesterday that a compromise is near over seating and speaking arrangements for the talks. Allied sources in Paris report that South Vietnamese Vice President Ky and his entire staff will be recalled from the Paris peace talks. Ky is currently in Saigon, presumably with President Thieu, to consult with him, and he has had some differences with the president in the past. And the American ambassador to South Vietnam, Ellsworth Bunker, will be asked to stay on by President-elect Nixon. Mr. Nixon said he believes a change in ambassadors in Saigon would be unwise at this time, and named Alexis Johnson to the post of Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs with the first task of going to South Vietnam to ask Bunker to remain in his post. Johnson is presently ambassador to Japan. The president-elect also announced the appointment today of Elliot Richardson, Attorney General of Massachusetts, to be Undersecretary of State. That's the number two post in the department. Hospitals in Northern Ireland's Protestant-dominated city of Londonderry report at least 120 persons injured in a riot that marked the end of a four-day Roman Catholic civil rights march. Once again, the Hour's top story, the skipper of the ship Pueblo and nine of his men have been awarded Purple Heart medals in a ceremony at San Diego, California. Lou Wood, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the Hour when Ford brings you NBC Monitor News. This is Monitor for weekend number one in the new year with music by Henry Mancini, a man, a horse, and a gun. Happy to be back on Monitor for this special weekend-long projection of things to come in 1969, or as we call it, the going thing 69, a forecast of the year ahead, presented by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. What's going on in the world of contemporary music? Well, here's Frankie Avalon, the song, Don't You Do It.
It's almost before. Now what if
Next on Monitor, Chet Huntley reports.
The Nixon administration has given itself 6 months to find an honorable way out of the Vietnam War, acknowledging that if it fails, it's going to be in some trouble. But the North Vietnamese have asked what we mean by an honorable way out. It's a good question, and much of our answer to it will consist of turning it around and asking the same of them. Can both they and we find an honorable way out? An honorable departure on our part would be one in which we could leave the Saigon government to deal with the Viet Cong or the National Liberation Front with a firm guarantee that Hanoi would not interfere or at least give the Viet Cong no more aid than we might give Saigon. In other words, we could get out of South Vietnam with no absolute guarantee that the country is absolutely secure against a communist takeover. We could take a calculated risk. Can or will the North Vietnamese do the same? How dishonorable is it going to be for them to settle for an agreement in which they get much less than ownership and control of the South? Do they dare trust their ambition to the Viet Cong and the NLF, hoping that they can somehow wrest control of the country from the present Saigon regime? It will all depend on how much North Vietnam wants an end to the fighting and to the destruction. We know that they want it to one degree or another. We don't know whether they want peace so much that they will put aside, for the present at least, their ambition to own and manage all of the South. This is Chet Huntley, NBC News.
My favorite things. Ahead, more predictions of things we can expect to happen in the year ahead. The time now is 16 minutes after the hour, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Well, when I'm driving, I'm behind the wheel, so I don't think I need them.
I figure that when your number's up, it's up, and they aren't going to save you.
I don't like the way they feel around, you know, the ways.
Oh, no. That's too much like work to put them on.
Flynn will never work again. Like too many drivers, he found an excuse for not wearing safety belts. What's your excuse?
This is Charlie Brown. All I said was, I think playing records, making you smile, giving weather and traffic information weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. is just fantastic. And boy, did I get told where to go.
This is the place. WNBC Radio 660, where Charlie Brown's good sounds make going home a good time. The Charlie Brown Show, weekdays, 3 to 7 p.m.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York. This is Ed McMahon for Monitor, where we're taking a speculative look at the year ahead for us, with experts in many fields on hand to map out what 1969 may bring. One of the good things that we can expect in the coming year is bigger, juicier steaks, resulting from the use of sound waves, hormones, and computers. These aids do better meat production, and they're already in use on some of the Texas and Oklahoma ranches, and the results are very promising. Now, if you could just figure out a way to get the prices down. Michelle Lee, Knowing When to Leave.
Now, the Going Thing sings for your Ford dealer.
Going forward, it's a going thing. It's what's happening. It's a going thing.
Hey, you kids are great. What are you calling your group?
The Going Thing.
Well, I'm a Ford dealer, and I sure appreciate what you're saying about my Fords. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yes, but how about saying about my pop option sale?
Your what?
My pop option sale on specially equipped fairlanes.
Tell us about it, man.
It's loaded with dual racing mirrors, tape, stripe, white walls, and a whole lot more. Ford does give you better ideas.
We'll think of that.
Say, you kids always think alike?
Well, I'm an individual.
I always do my own thing.
Well, I gotta go. Goodbye, kids.
Goodbye, sir. Who gives you better ideas? It's a going thing.
Music by Mason Williams. A number with the all-inclusive title of Saturday Night at the World.
It's a Saturday's night at the World. Her voice seemed to answer me at the inside.
theme of our show this week is The Going Thing 69. And for a look at what's ahead for a professional athlete who's branching out into another field, here's a member of the Monitor family and his muscular guest.
This is Gene Rayburn here on a Hollywood movie set with one of America's brightest new stars. It's not Julie, not Warren, but it is 250 pounds of He-Man named Alex Karras.
Well, I think that you're right when you say that I'm a He-Man.
Well, Alex, for years you've been classified as one of the toughest defensive linemen in professional football. Now, your going thing for 1969 seems to be movie making.
I kind of think it's an interesting way of life, and I think I would like to. I enjoy expressing myself, especially the fact that I play with the Lions and we don't win very often.
You've been portrayed as the kind of a character who puts on the first-year players in training camp.
We haze our rookies a little bit to try and perk us up a little bit when we get in a little, when we get a little depressed, and they sing and they dance. And but
you know your school song?
I think it goes, well, along Iowa, well, but, and I can't sing that too good because I can't get that high pitch in there.
How about a little ballet dancing?
I would like to go into a little ballet, but I feel that the 250 pounds that I carry around would be a little ridiculous in those tights that the ballet dancers wear.
Yeah, well, when you hit the opposing quarterback, do you sing to him?
They sing. They sing to him. They say, don't hit me hard, or something like that.
Well, there's a big difference between playing ball and making movies.
Well, of course, you're acting when you're making a film, and you're not acting when you're on a football field. There are times I would like to act on a football field, but the guy that I play against doesn't want to see it that way.
When it comes to the tough world of football and the glamorous world of Hollywood, Alex Karras knows what's going on. And the going thing in cars for 1969?
Boy, that's four. I love that Mustang.
Come on. How does a big guy like you fit in a Mustang?
Well, I'll tell you, they changed the seats a little bit for bigger guys, I think, in the Ford Mustang. And it's real easy for me to get back in and out of that Mustang now. It's a real nice, comfortable ride.
Say, have you heard about your Ford dealer's pop option sale?
Yeah. You mean the Mustang with when you can get white walls and wheel covers and that special steering wheel and all those goodies and that. And the price is just as low price, too. I can tell you that it is a low price. I don't understand that. How can they sell Mustangs for the same price if they're going to put all those goodies on? That's what I can't understand. I think that it's a sleek-looking car. And anyone that's sports minded, I would certainly like the style of the Mustang. Now, Mustangs are, I'll tell you something very frankly, Mustangs probably are the sharpest sports car to ever come out of an American manufacturer.
Oh, yes, you take it from Alex Karras. Going Ford is the going thing. And you know, there's never been a better time to buy than now during your Ford dealer's pop option sale. Not only can you get specially priced Mustang sports roofs and hardtops featuring a popular option package including white walls, wheel covers, racing mirrors, hood scoop and tape stripe, Galaxy 500, Fairlanes, and Falcons, too, each with special packages of popular options at a special low package price. In 1969, going Ford is the going thing, and your Ford dealer's the place you've got to go to see what's going on.
Zorba. That ends quickly. The latest from Percy Faith and the orchestra. On Nationwide Monitor, heard in the area of Southern Michigan on WBCK Battle Creek. Pause right now for more of Monitor and the going thing for 69.
Football fans, take note. Sunday, January 12th, the big daddy of all the bowl games, the Super Bowl, will be brought to you right here on NBC Radio.
All you need is just one break. If you are an employer or personnel manager, you can use the services of Just One Break Incorporated, the unique, no-fee, non-profit agency whose professional staff will help you fill your job openings with competent, qualified, handicapped workers. For details, write to JOB Incorporated, 717 First Avenue, or call 986-0044. The handicapped worker cares about his job.
This is Joe O'Brien. All I said was, I like a radio station that has music, news, weather, traffic, everything. And boy, did I get told where to go.
This is the place, WNBC Radio 660, where Joe O'Brien gives you everything. Weekdays, 5 to 9 a.m.
Long John Neville makes New York sit up and listen. Weekdays, midnight to 5 a.m. on WNBC Radio 660, New York.
This is Frank Gorin, WNBC News. It's 4:30, 29 degrees in New York and clear. Harlem Congressman Adam Clayton Powell held a news conference at his Abyssinian Baptist Church this afternoon. He told reporters he'll try to regain some of the powers he once held as chairman of the House Education and Labor Committee. Powell says he will authorize a resolution that would establish him as chairman of an anti-poverty task force. Powell was seated in the House yesterday, but not before his colleagues fined him $25,000 and nullified his 22-year seniority. He was ousted from Congress in 1967, charged with misusing federal funds. The New York City Health Department says the Hong Kong flu epidemic eased somewhat last week, but the city's death toll from all causes was still about 325 above normal. The department says it's not yet been determined how many of the 2,225 deaths could be linked to the flu. So far, about 1 million New Yorkers have been hit by the bug, about 400,000 more than predicted. The health department's 22 centers around the city are open during the weekend to administer flu vaccines. President-elect Nixon has rounded out his top-level team for the State Department. He named an administrator and two career diplomats. He also said he wants Ellsworth Bunker to stay on for a time as ambassador to South Vietnam. Named as undersecretary is Massachusetts Attorney General Elliot Richardson. Nixon picked the ambassador to Japan, Alexis Johnson, to be undersecretary for political affairs, and he picked the deputy U.S. representative at the U.N. Security Council, Richard Pedersen, to be counselor at the State Department. Nixon says Ambassador Johnson will stop off in Saigon to confer with Bunker about staying on. President-elect Nixon's choice for Interior Secretary, Alaska Governor Walter Hickel, may have a rough time getting his appointment confirmed by the Senate. The Senate Interior Committee says it has received some 200 letters, all reportedly critical of Hickel, and demanding close questioning of the nominee. The committee's staff director says he doesn't recall anyone writing who is in favor of the nomination. At least two Democratic members of the committee are at odds with Hickel's criticism of what he has called conservation for conservation's sake. The Alaska governor appears to be the only one of Nixon's 12 cabinet appointees facing any confirmation difficulty. A spokesman for the Greater New York Blood Program says there's still a critical shortage in the city's blood banks. The program is serving 260 hospitals, and at last report was down to less than 1,000 pints of blood. Donations are being requested. New York Hospital Cornell Medical Center says the three patients who received heart and kidney transplants New Year's Eve are doing very well today. The three men received vital organs from a single donor, a New York City psychiatrist. State and city labor mediators today offered to meet day and night with both sides in the Wyckoff Heights hospital dispute in efforts to end the four-day-old strike of non-professional workers. State Supreme Court has issued a restraining order against Local 144 of the Hotel and Allied Services Union, but it's had no effect. About 400 workers are on strike. Their picket lines have prevented delivery of linen and dairy products since Wednesday. Governor Rockefeller says he's disappointed that the state's Taylor Law didn't prevent public employee unions from striking last year. The Taylor Law forbids walkouts by public workers and was in effect when sanitation men, public school teachers, and state mental hospital workers struck last year. Sources close to the governor say he'll seek stiffer penalties in the law. An advance guard of about 15,000 U.S. troops will leave for Germany tomorrow to prepare the way for maneuvers only about 30 miles from the Czechoslovak border. Maneuvers announced a month ago will bring two Army infantry brigades totaling some 11,000 soldiers and four Air Force jet fighter squadrons, including 96 planes, back to West Germany from which they were withdrawn last spring and summer. The exercises were originally planned for next summer, but they were moved up in time to January and February. The weather mostly sunny and cold this afternoon and tomorrow, high both days around 30, clear and quite cold tonight with a low in the teens, chance of rain or snow about 10% through tomorrow. Right now, 29 degrees and clear in New York. Frank Oren, WNBC News, now back to Monica.
Parties took winter, drink ice and snow.
Presenting the Going Thing 69, brought to you throughout this entire weekend by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. One prediction that was made recently in the field of transportation concerns the inauguration of service on the new super airliners, which may bring the cost of your next trip to Europe down to under $200 round trip, or $100 one way for your mother-in-law.
When you have a sale, talk quietly and tell it like it is. Now the going thing tells it like it is.
The Galaxy 500 is a great sale car. It's got a lot of options that you can get at a very low price. And one of them is the vinyl interior, and it's just beautiful.
Even though it's so opulent and luxurious and large, it's extremely easy to park, which I just love.
It's a great-looking car already, but you can even make it look better with all these fun extras.
Galaxy 500s, a lot of people think that they're kind of the car that your dad and your mom might want to buy, but it can be a really groovy car. You can put white sidewalls on it and wheel covers and then body molding.
It's like getting not something for nothing, but something for the less.
The birds and the bees, who have been getting their exercise lately by following Raquel Welch around, taking notes, are in for a bit of a slack season, if we're to believe the prediction of our resident psychologist, Dr. Joyce Brothers.
The going thing for 69 is, and I quote, a cooling off of sex. This is the prediction of Dr. John Gagnon, New York University sociologist. In interviews with 1,200 randomly selected college students, the investigators found an increase in premarital intimacy. But they also found that this had been a gradual development over the past 20 years. Sex means less and less to this generation, Dr. Gagnon says. He and his fellow researchers found that today's youngsters are mainly interested in total involvement with another person, not in a casual physical embrace. Total involvement means companionship, friendship, and enduring, growing love. This is an idealistic lifestyle that bodes well for the future of marriage and the family. Most of the college students involved in premarital relationships were in love with their partners and expected to marry them. Youngsters today start dating earlier than they ever have before, which means that they often find their true loves at younger ages. At the same time, increasing numbers of them must spend ever longer years getting educations, and this postpones marriage. Despite all this, interviewers found an increase of only 25% in premarital relations during the past 20 years. This figure differs from some others recently publicized, in which researchers concentrated on pockets of promiscuity on a few non-typical campuses and among experimenting hippies. Reassuringly, all the researchers agreed that most of the youngsters aren't promiscuous. Today's young people believe that a physical relationship should be an expression of love. A surprisingly large number also feel that this expression of love should wait until marriage, the researchers found. They also found that youngsters who held this ideal differed from others in two important ways. They were religiously committed, and they came from happy homes. So let's keep these going things in 69. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor.
Well, maybe Dr. Brothers is right. But if she is, how come the U.S. Census Bureau is predicting another increase in the population for 1969? Here's music, Glenn Campbell with Wichita Lineman.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road. Stretch down south, won't ever stand the strain.
thing, big performance counts big. In their driving world, performance counts too. They drive Mustangs. Now you can get a Mustang with a specially priced option package at your Ford dealer's Pop Option Sale.
The Pop Option Sale this year is great, especially for Mustangs, because you can get wheel covers and white walls.
And we're missing the tape stripes. And the kids who have them drive around.
One of the ones that I particularly go for is the hood scoop that's actually connected to the carburetor. And now...
Well, I have a Mustang, and it's a luxurious sports car.
The better idea in 1969 is to stay right here on the monitor beat.
Do you want our 11, 7 is crap 11? We're out and coming out. How about you? Do you want?
Are you a consistent loser because of your gambling? Are you losing your wages, your savings, and your loved ones? Then it's possible that you are suffering from a serious illness known as compulsive gambling. A compulsive gambler gets progressively worse as he continues to gamble. If you have a desire to end this constant turmoil and want help to live a normal life, contact Gamblers Anonymous by calling Murray Hill 97500. Don't gamble with your life. The stakes are too high.
This is Big Wilson. All I said was, where can you find Simon and Garfunkel, Herb Alpert, The Fifth Dimension, Dionne Warwick, and Tony Bennett? And boy, did I get told where to go. This is the place, WNBC Radio 660, where you find Big Wilson and everyone, weekdays 9 to noon. WNBC Radio 660, New York.
Nationwide, it's
And another thing we've got more of to bring you, predictions and forecasts for the new year ahead of us. Brought to you all through this weekend by your Ford dealer. Right now, we have an overseas forecast. What things may be like, rather, during 1969 in Japan by NBC News correspondent John Rich, our bureau chief in Tokyo.
The Japanese enter 1969 enjoying the greatest prosperity in their history, yet, ironically, they're most worried about relations with the nation that made that prosperity possible. Japan's national income continues to soar. Production is up, exports have jumped ahead. This tiny island now boasts the third biggest industrial complex in the world. Except for some leftist and student agitation and street rioting, Japan, almost alone in Asia, has been relatively untouched by war and violence. The Japanese themselves will admit that one of the main factors making possible their economic miracle is their freedom from worry and expenditure over national defense. Since World War II, Japan has had to use only a tiny amount of its budget for its military establishment, simply because under the U.S.-Japan Security Treaty, the U.S. guarantees Japan's freedom and independence. One might think the Japanese would be happy over the treaty and want to extend it. But one of the major political issues in Japan today is whether or not to extend the treaty when it comes up for renewal early next year. The leftists in Japan want to abrogate the treaty and put an end to U.S. bases in Japan. They also want the island of Okinawa returned. The Joint Security Treaty and the return of Okinawa will be the major issues between Japan and America during the coming year. They will keep Japanese internal politics in turmoil, and unless handled intelligently, could upset the cordial relations that have existed between America and Japan the past 20 years. John Rich, NBC News, reporting.
1969 is starting off with what would seem to shape up as another big year for a performer who's had a lot of big ones, Frankie Lane. Here he sings, "You Give Me a Mountain."
My mother died, giving me life, deprived of the love of a father, blamed for the loss of his wife, You know, Lord, I've been in a prison for something that I've never done. It's been one hill after another, but I've climbed them all one by one. But this song, Lord, you gave me a mountain. A mountain I'm able to climb. And it is
shoulder talk about a sale going on at your Ford dealers right now. He's calling it a pop option sale, and for a very logical reason. All of the specially equipped, specially priced cars featured during this sale, and that means Mustangs, Falcons, Galaxy 500s, and Fairlanes, come with Ford's most popular options, the kinds of extras the majority of car owners really go for. Racetrack-inspired items, like a tape stripe, hood scoop, racing mirrors, distinctive touches like a vinyl roof, white sidewall tires and carpeting, sporty features like deluxe wheel covers and body siding molding. And with the Galaxy 500, you can also save on a special comfort package which includes a V8 engine, air conditioning, and tinted glass. Now, how's that for a better idea? Ford's most popular cars, specially equipped, specially priced. This is the value package of the year. So go down to your Ford dealers and get yourself a good deal and start the new year right. Next, Monitor's College Poll, conducted in cooperation with the Greenwich College Research Center. For our special weekend of forecast, we sampled a cross-section of opinion expressed by the female of the student species. For that answer, what the American co-ed wants in 1969, here is NBC newsman Bill Ryan.
College Poll asked a cross-section of the 2.5 million full-time co-eds What was their principal wish for 1969? And nearly 8 out of 10 said peace in Vietnam. For while not directly involved in the draft or the fighting, the co-eds are quite affected by the war. A Briarcliff Jr. says, you can't plan anything with the war still on. A Goucher Sr. explains the campus tensions arising out of the war in a different way. She says, you see, it's easy to say that every generation has had its war and it's our turn. But this time, it's not an all-out effort. Men that we know are willing to do their duty, but they don't feel as if they are saving their country like my father did in World War II. And she goes on, the war isn't really related to their lives, and this affects their attitudes towards girls and towards school and their outlook for the future. Many co-eds feel bitter about their student friends being drafted despite the desire to go to graduate schools, but most co-eds have no political reason for their hope for peace. As a matter of fact, college women are much less active in student demonstrations than college men. Deep down underneath, the war is a cloud over the lives of the college generation. Co-eds, thinking of marriage and their future lives, sense the tensions and feeling of insecurity a war and military service presents to their college classmates, their brothers, and friends. Do the co-eds feel peace will come in 1969? Most of them, 6 out of 10, said yes. But many more want campus peace, civil rights peace, end of crime and lawlessness. And by far, 8 out of 10 want peace in Vietnam. That's the co-ed campus hope for 1969, according to the college poll. This is Bill Ryan, NBC News, for Monitor.
Something to know about my special Falcon.
You have special Falcon?
Yeah, specially equipped and specially priced now during my pop option sale.
You mean like white walls and wheel covers?
Right, and a tape stripe and two-tone paint and lots more.
And you got these specially equipped Falcons on sale?
That's right.
Gee, you're a groovy guy.
Yeah. Does that mean I can sing with you?
Don't call us.
Hey, wait a minute, John. Yeah, maybe you can dance.
Oh, it gives you better ideas.
In the way of predictions of things to come, here's one that's an eye-opener. 1969 will see the emergence of Alaska as a port of call for cruise ships. 3 steamship companies will begin cruising to our 49th state this coming year. They expect all cruises to be sold out. Is that a switch? Vacation in Alaska, then go south for the rest of the year. Ed McMahon for Monitor with a special edition for this weekend, presenting the Going Thing 69 on behalf of your Ford dealer, the place you've got to go to see what's going on.
What happened to those year-end dividend and interest checks you got last year? Frittered away? Don't repeat last year's mistakes. Make this resolution today. Deposit all your year-end dividend and interest checks at the Dime Savings Bank, the big savings bank for all New York, where you get the highest bank rate on savings allowed from the very day you deposit. In fact, right now, you get an extra bonus. All deposits received on or before January 10th will earn dividends from January 1st. Just to give you an idea of how the mighty power of compound dividends make your dollars multiply at the dime, deposit $5,000 today, it grows to over $10,000 in 14 years, to over $80,000 in 56 years before taxes. This is based on the dime's latest dividend of 5% a year, paid from day of deposit, compounded quarterly. Hey, don't just sit there. Get going at once. Do this for postage-free forms to open your account by mail at the dime and a free booklet, write Savings, WNBC Radio, New York, New York, 10020. The Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn is a member of the FDIC.
World news, local news, sports news, business news, all the news. Weeknights, 7 to 7:45 on WNBC Radio 660, New York.